Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. I heart beef. We'll tell you about that in just a moment.
No matter if you're a cow-calf producer, stocker, or feedlot manager, you operate in a fast-paced pack-on-the-pounds, keep-them-healthy world. Now there are two therapies available that can help you meet your health management goals. The FDA has just approved Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold. Ask your veterinarian or go to RestflorGold.com and NuflorGold.com for more information. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold from InterVet Shearing Plow Animal Health. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold are registered trademarks of InterVet Incorporated or an affiliate.
Who can you count on, especially during these uncertain times? Chances are it's people you know and trust. Oklahomans have known and trusted American Farmers and Ranchers Mutual Insurance for more than a century, and we're still offering the best insurance value for your dollar for all your home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance needs. Call your local American Farmers and Ranchers agent today. There's one near you.
Kim Essex is working on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, and she says a great way to express some love this Valentine's Day season is to share that special moment with that loved one with beef. A campaign's been devised using social media networking and more called I Heart Beef. Kim, tell us about it.
It is 28 days in February of pure love for beef and reminding consumers how much they love beef. The Checkoff funded some consumer research that tells us a lot of great facts about beef. For instance, the best way to say I love you is with a filet mignon. They were given choices like flowers and chocolate, food, and then among food, they picked food as their top choice. That top choice within food is filet mignon. So we've done all of that research, and this gives us an opportunity to tell consumers why they love beef and how they can eat more of it.
As you try to come up with these type of campaigns, how important are they in trying to move some incremental pounds or incremental tonnages?
Yeah, this is a good question, and this is a really specific and strategic timing on our part. We come off the holidays, and it's a good beef holiday. You hit January, we start slowing down. People are starting to think about all the calories they consumed over Christmas, and they're trying to watch their, waistline. And beef falls victim to that, and this is an opportunity for us to remind consumers, one, that it's a product they love, and it associates with love in February terrifically, and also, two, we have 29 lean cuts of beef. And it's a great part of a heart-healthy diet. We have a lot of science that we're telling consumers about that shows how beef can be part of a cholesterol-lowering diet that the Checkoff funded. So it's a perfect time for us to bring beef back into the spotlight.
Is this also a good concept that would work well with the 2009 economic woes we had and the fact that, we saw a lot of cutting back, a lot of scaling back, maybe in the amount of beef purchases for a lot of cases, especially at restaurants. Is this a way to maybe pull the heartstrings and get beef consumed?
I love that. Pull the heartstrings. Exactly. I heart beef. Absolutely. And we are focused on middle meat, steak sales, because those have taken the biggest hit in this economy. They're the premium price product that we have in the marketplace. And yet it's a product consumers love. So we have produced several recipes, a filet mignon recipe, a T-bone for two recipe, showing consumers how to make good use of those products and really save money. Mm-hmm. We have a great tenderloin recipe that shows how to make four meals out of that tenderloin. So we're really encouraging and incentivizing middle meat sales because we need those to sustain beef demand and focusing on recipes so consumers can cook more with our product.
How do you get this message to consumers?
We have reached out to 10,000 reporters around the country, so we expect broad media coverage of the recipes and the heart-healthy benefits of beef. We have reached out to 5,000 health professionals who speak to media as well as their patients and give their patients ideas on how to incorporate those 29 lean cuts. And then we have a really active social media program. So we're going directly to consumers where they are getting their information. And then our state beef councils, our 45 state beef councils, are using this campaign to speak to their consumers in their state.
So hopefully the message will get out, I heart beef.
Exactly, I heart beef, and helping consumers feel good about that beef they love.
Kim Essex is my kind of a gal, celebrating Valentine's Day with a filet mignon. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches proudly presents our annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Thursday, March 4th, 60 limousine and Limflex bulls and 225 females will sell. Then Friday, March 5th, 11 a.m., 500 Angus bulls to sell. For more information, contact Express Ranches, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, www.expressranches.com. Their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, Express Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.